In the midst of this year of suffering, it is easy for our attention to be drawn to the words of woe expressed in our Palm Sunday scriptures. Have you felt abandoned this year? Have you cried out, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Have you felt abandoned as a parent, stripped of already meager social, economic, and spiritual resources available for caring for your children? Have you felt abandoned as a single person, facing loneliness for months on end in the silence of your apartment? Have you felt abandoned as a grandparent who could no longer see your sweet grandchild in person, losing a year and counting of precious time to hold them in your arms? Have you felt abandoned as a Black person of color, a queer person, a transgendered person who has witnessed the surge of violence against those relegated to our society's margins, heaping fear upon your fear? Did you weep as you listened to George Floyd's cry for his mama? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Psalm 22 laments violence and injustice, foreshadowing the violent lynching that Jesus will endure on Good Friday. More than merely sorrow, the psalm expresses deep fear and even anger. Indeed, many dogs surround me. A pack of evildoers closes in upon me. They have pierced my feet and hands. I can count all my bones. Our Palm Sunday scriptures pierce our hearts, foreshadowing the lance that will pierce Jesus' side in only days' time. And yet, our scripture also contains words of tenderness and mercy, rays of gentle light beaming through the cracks of the tomb. We see gentle grace in the leafy palm branches cut from the field and the cloaks laid out on the street to welcome our Lord to Jerusalem. Hosanna in the highest. We feel the healing mercy in the alabaster jar of perfumed oil broken and poured out on Jesus's head. The woman's work of mercy is interrogated. Why has there been this waste of perfumed oil? It could have been sold for more than 300 days' wages and the money given to the poor. And yet, the Lord accepts her mercy and speaks words of mercy for the woman who anoints him. "Let her alone," he says. "Why do you make trouble for her? She has done a good thing for me. She has done what she could." She has done what she could. Hear the word of the Lord, O church. She has done what she could. Though a pandemic rages on, she has found ways both big and small to pour love out to those around her, to her children, to her community, to her parents, to her grandparents, to those most in need of God's mercy. She has done what she could, sacrificing comforts both big and small to save the lives of others, to protect the common good, especially those most vulnerable to the ravages of this disease. And even as the Lord's words remind us all of what we have done, they remind us that we can still do more. Have we done what we could to defend Black people from violence? Have we done all we could to defend the dignity of our LGBTQ siblings? Have we done all we could to stand in solidarity with the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, the imprisoned? Have we done all we could. As we approach this Holy Week, may we find comfort in the words of mercy poured out, even in the midst of trial. May we pour our mercy out to those around us, especially as we continue to walk through the valley of the shadow of death during this pandemic. And may we pour out mercy to those in need, to those most in need, doing all that we can to defend the lives and dignity of the children of God, to defend those crying out for God's mercy. Amen.